We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The baseball team in Cleveland has a new name. They released the video on social media this morning and renamed themselves the Cleveland Guardians. Names matter. Words matter. They can be very damaging and they can be very uplifting. Chris, you learned why they chose Guardians, right?
Yes. Apparently, there is a bridge outside of Progressive Field in Cleveland. And that's what it's named after. So it's connected to an area around the city and in the city. So in that term, it makes sense. Again, maybe not to us outsiders, but yeah, for the people in Cleveland, it makes sense.
I like it. It sounds very like a Marvel sort of, you know, superhero-y. So I kind of like that. I don't know. Maybe it's DC. I'm not sure who the Guardians of the Galaxy are, but it's one of them. So Dr. Uhuru Williams, a frequent guest on the show, we are grateful for that, is the executive director of the University of St. Thomas Racial Justice Initiative. And I wanted his reaction to this because it came as a surprise, as Chris and I were saying, out of the blue. But this has sort of, people have been pressuring this baseball team in Cleveland for years and years and years to change their name. So Dr. Williams, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me back. Good to be on with you.
So when you hear something like this, a name that has gone from what we now know is offensive to people, you know, maybe when they were named 100 years ago, it wasn't as offensive. Now we know that it is. Now that it has been changed, what's your reaction to this?
You know, I was actually surprised to see the announcement today. I knew that it was being considered. I knew there was a lot of opposition. But at the end of the day, I think what's positive about it is this affirmation that we're not tied to any name simply because it's been in place for any given number of years. Nothing exists in perpetuity, and a community, a team, should have the right to change its name based on the evolving values that that community holds. And so Guardians right now is what Cleveland wants its baseball team to be known as. The Pullads want their team to be known as. I'm comfortable with that. I also love the process they went through, soliciting, I think, with somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,200 different names. They get it down to Guardians, and it's something that's meaningful to that city, but it also has some powerful overtones in our contemporary moment about, you know, being guardians and protectors of community, of family, of our democracy. I like the caretaker element of it.
I love it, too. So talk to me about name changes like this, because people get up in arms. You know, they don't want to change the name of Lake Calhoun, even though we've now learned, and maybe people knew this all along, but I didn't, you know, that John C. Calhoun was a raging racist, an enormous advocate for slavery here in this country. Yet people didn't want to change the name, even though we know he's a jerk. Now we know names like what was formerly named this team in Cleveland were offensive to the Native American community. How do you respond to somebody who says, oh, it's just a name and that's the way it's always been and people shouldn't be offended by it?
And that typically happens when that person or that group of people don't know the wound associated with the name. In the case of the Cleveland Indians, it was also the mascot, Chief Wahoo, the imagery that was associated with the team, all of which were damaging in some sense because they played upon these horrible stereotypes about Native Americans. The same was true of the Washington football team, formerly the Washington Redskins. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when we think about these in terms of racial stereotypes, it's easy for people to understand. I lived in Washington, D.C. in 1995 when that team changed its name from the Washington Bullets to the Washington Wizards because of the violent overtones of the bullets in that moment and the murder rate in the District of Columbia. So this isn't something that's new. These things happen all the time. And again, it's simply, I think, a healthy way for a community or a team or an organization to reevaluate where it is. I'm going to try to speak to the needs of its constituents in a way that doesn't do any harm. We also saw this last year with many products where you had, several products in the market reevaluate who their mascots were because they want to do that in a way that says, we recognize now not only was that wrong, but it continues to inflict harm on people. And we don't want to be the purveyors of harm.
Right. See, that's how I see it, too. We don't want to be the purveyors of harm. So if that just means a name change, I understand the history, and maybe your grandpa loved this team and you have hats that have that name on it. But it always surprises me when people are unwilling to make what I consider a simple change or maybe a big one in their life. If it soothes another person's pain, if it helps another person, and as somebody who runs a racial justice network, what you do at the University of St. Thomas, which is terrific work, do you see this pushback a lot, even though it is, in my opinion, just an expression of kindness when we do necessarily give in and make those changes?
I absolutely love the way that you articulated that, because I think what we've lost the capacity for is recognizing our shared humanity. And it's easy to do that when we become fixated on something like a name or tradition, and we lose sight of the people who are hurt by the representations that are associated with that. When it happened here in Minnesota, we were talking about Lake Calhoun in Minneapolis. For the people who don't know that history, it's just the name of a lake, and they may associate happy summers and family gatherings with being in that place. But when you're exposed to that history and then you're unwilling to be moved, that's a good indication of that lack of human empathy and understanding that. As you pointed out in the intro to our conversation today, names have meaning. They can inflict harm. And we want to be in a position as a society where we really model what the Supreme Court argued famously in a famous death penalty case from the 1950s, Trott versus Dulles, in which Earl Warren, writing from the majority, said, punishment draws its meaning from evolving standards of decency that mark the progress of a maturing society. And his point in that moment was that we no longer draw and quarter people in this country to punish them. We'd move beyond that. Well, one could argue in terms of renaming, we no longer celebrate stereotypes that are harmful to individuals or communities. And so this is simply an affirmation of our evolution as a society and culture.
Do you have any indication that we are coming back to our kindness and compassion, or are we going the wrong way?
I'm hopeful, but I think we're actually headed in the wrong direction. I think this is a wonderful moment to kind of reflect on this sense of corporate responsibility. That's really what we're talking about with the Cleveland Guardians now. I think it's what you saw last year with the Washington football team. And certainly even back in 1995, as I mentioned, what happened with the Washington Bullets when they became the Washington Wizards, it's one of those moments. At the same time, when we think about the country as a whole and how divided we are, we think about the unprecedented number of hate crimes toward Asian Americans, the lingering shadows and echoes of what happened on January 6th at the U.S. Capitol, how divided we are on issues of race. And here in the Twin Cities, the long shadow and the work ahead with regard to how people are dealing with the legacy of the killing of George Floyd. We've got a long way to go. But those are all moments, if we're careful, to reflect on what it means to pursue what Dr. King called the beloved community. And that community really bottoms on this idea that we all prosper as we recognize in each other the keys to our future. And that means, part and parcel of that work, is, again, inflicting or trying our best not to inflict harm on others. It's not, some people look at that and they go, well, I don't see the harm in it. It's not about whether you see the harm. It's about how we build collective unity and community together.
That's it. It's not about how we personally see it, but if somebody else sees this that way. And that's exactly what I was talking about in our last segment about willful ignorance. Like, well, I don't want to see that it's painful to you, so I'm opting not to. And that's what I think we need to get over, especially in this time of this racial awakening post George Floyd, in this time of things like the big lie of a global pandemic that have divided us so much. I just think we need to be willfully educated, or maybe willfully compassionate, to be able to see the other sides. And I'm just grateful today that the team in Cleveland has made this change. I know that our society may be headed down a dark and dangerous path if we're opting for willful ignorance, but today was a sign that I thought, you know what, we can definitely do better, and some people are.
In fact, Udana, I love the way you put that. I love the idea of us practicing deliberate acts of kindness and deliberate acts of compassion. And you brought up the pandemic as a good example. Refusing to get vaccinated is the same thing, in some sense, as not recognizing the harm that's inflicted by the name of a team. It's being blind to the pain or the potential danger presented to others, or the wound that's represented for others. If we can get in that mindset and really understand this as being part and parcel of what it means to live in community, you know, that's not a kumbaya moment. That's literally about our survival as a nation. That's critical.
Critical. Dr. Yehuru Williams, Executive Director at the University of St. Thomas Racial Justice Initiative, thank you for having these conversations with me, and we will continue to have them here on the Paul and Jordana Show. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh, oh.